This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
A couple of days after Groundhog's Day, Tim Walton saw his shadow. Another cycle of elite recruiting for the cornerbacks coach at Ohio State, the pass game defensive coordinator at Ohio State. That's Matt Park on the other side of that screen. I'm Spencer Holbrook, and we're here to talk because Tim Walton does it again. Five-star cornerback out of Alabama. Naeem Offord has committed to Ohio State. Just an absolute coup for the Buckeyes. He's the number five overall player in the country, the number one corner, the number one player in the state of Alabama from Birmingham. Matt, this is huge. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I mean, it's Tim Walton, the way that he is recruiting, he's right there, race hand in hand with Brian Hartline in terms of pretty much can. It seems like he can go anywhere in the United States and say, "Hey, we want you to be an Ohio State Buckeye," and they listen and they say, "Okay, I'll play at Ohio State for you." This is something that has actually been in the works since before signing day, the early signing day in December. Naeem Offord and his camp super interested in Ohio State. Then you saw some of the coaching changes throughout the South as relation because of Nick Saban retiring. You saw T-Rob leave Alabama, go to Georgia. Auburn's hired a new defensive coordinator. There's just a lot of coaching changes in the staff. And for once, and this is something that we've talked about. We talked about it this week, like 2 days ago or 3 days ago on the Letterman Lounge about the consistency of the Ohio State defensive coaching staff and why that is a big reason some of these big names are starting to commit to Ohio State. That consistency that is up in Columbus right now is really driving home it's a good point to use on the recruiting trail, I should say. And then you pair that with what Ohio State did defensively in 2023. I would say minus the Cotton Bowl, quite honestly, and like half minus Michigan, because Ohio State, you know, pretty much just lined up in base and really didn't do anything creative against Michigan, I'd say. But even then, there were, you know, moments throughout that game where you're like, oh, okay, yeah, like, yeah, the Ohio State defense is this thing, you know? And like, is it hyperbole to say that 2024 is going to be a lot better? Or no? Because like, more than half that defense returns. So, and that's the vision, right? That's the vision. That's what Ohio State pitches to kids on the recruiting trail. And a guy like Naeem Offord, who wants to compete, you know, with the best, sees that wide receiver room that Brian Hartline has assembled. And now Ohio State can say, hey, look at the dudes that you're going to be working with every single day in this cornerback room. You know, I was saying this to a friend of mine, you know, probably a couple hours before Naeem announced his commitment. And if all goes how it's expected to go, the Ohio State cornerback room in 2025 is going to be led by Jermaine Matthews and Calvin Simpson-Hunt. And then you'll have Aaron Scott Jr., Bryce West, Miles Lockhart, and then Devin Sanchez, Naeem Offord, and Blake Woodbey. Like, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. So the fact that the number one corner in the country, both by On3 and the On3 industry rankings, looked at Ohio State, looked at the room, looked at what the Buckeyes do defensively, looked at the guys that are already in the 2025 class and said, you know what? Because even if he, you know, he is the number one guy, but that's still putting a bet on yourself with how deep that room is, you know? And he decided, hey, look, I'm done. I'm done with my recruitment process. And I'm going to be a Buckeye. So once again, kudos to Tim Walton for just going back down to SEC country and plucking up the best player in the state of Alabama who's now an Ohio State Buckeye.
Yeah, you look at the recruiting rankings, Matt. Ohio State now has the number one ranked corner in the country in Naeem Offord. They have the number two corner in the country in Devin Sanchez. Currently trending for the number three corner in the country, Dorian Brew. We can talk about that in a later episode. Maybe we'll do an episode next week early on the fallout of this and just what it means for the cornerback board, because I think that's a conversation worth having separate from this commitment, just because it does have a large impact, especially on a guy like Dorian Brew. But you keep looking on the board, like the Buckeyes aren't going anywhere for Trey McNutt out of Shaker Heights. Like, that's an in-state guy that they'll still push for. So, like, you could see a four cornerback class, you know, whether one of those guys ends up a safety, we can talk about that later. That's just semantics at this point. But the bottom line is Tim Walton's getting it done. You know, Naeem Offord, you look at On3 does a great job of showing where all four recruiting services have him ranked, no matter what you think about them. On3 is actually higher on Naeem Offord than all the others, and that's only because he's the number four player in On3, and the lowest rank that he has is from Rivals, and it's ninth overall. So, like, this is a player who, you know, no offense to Jonte Gilbert, but this isn't like a player that was ranked in the top 10 when these rankings first come out in like 2022 and we're just going off a freshman film. This is a player who all four recruiting services have watched and have seen now for three high school football seasons and say, that guy is a top 10 player in the country. And the other thing that I think is worth talking about here, and we're not going to stay too long here, but like, Ohio State saw an opening. And I think that's important. You know, friend of the program and old coworker here at Letterman Road, Jeremy Birmingham, and I used to talk all the time about how Ohio State would see deficiencies, whether that was in North Carolina before Mack Brown was there, whether that was in Georgia under Mark Richt, whether that was in Florida when Florida and Florida State and Miami were all three floundering, California when USC was terrible under Clay Helton. Like, the Buckeyes always find those little areas to like carve out a role. Ohio State saw that in my, you know, this is my read on it. Ohio State saw that T. Rob left Alabama and went to Georgia. Well, Naeem Offord wasn't really considering Georgia for a lot of this recruitment. They saw that, you know, Auburn is kind of in transition still, and are they ever going to get it going? Well, if you see that the two in-state programs in Alabama aren't getting it done, and you see LSU already has a five-star corner, and you see that maybe LSU's not as much of an option there, why not go down there and try to get a guy like this? And so Tim Walton makes that push. He's from Alabama. He knows what he's doing. And the Buckeyes found a way to get into a living room, but not, you know, not literally, but because you can't do that. But they found a way to get into Naeem Offord and his camp, talk to them, figure out what his interest level was, and then they attacked. Like, you can't ask for anything better than this. And I think it is just a massive kudos to Tim Walton for finding those lanes, whether that's with Devin Sanchez, whether that's with Blake Woodby in the DMV, you know, whether that's with now Naeem Offord in Birmingham, Alabama. Like, he just finds a way to get into these recruitments, and then, you know, you're not just a hat on the table, you're the hat, and you're the one that lands the commitment. I think it's a masterclass in recruiting strategy by Tim Walton in finding the right guys, but also finding the top level guys. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, just a couple of things to push back on for clarity's sake here. I mean, Georgia was a contender for this.
Yeah,
Naeem Offord called Georgia his, like, that was the cursed dream school, and now he's going to Ohio State. So I think, I mean, he was on Georgia's campus in mid-January, so like the dogs were in it for sure. But this stems. Naeem Offord at Ohio State stems back all the way to July of 2023, which I believe was his debut visit to Ohio State. And then he was just on campus the first weekend of February, brought a large contingent of his family with him. Like, I mean, mom, dad, you know, siblings, high school coaches. Like, he brought just about everybody he knew to the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. One of two visitors at Ohio State that first weekend of February. So certainly, and to the notion of, you know, Tim Walton getting into recruitments, I think the way to really look at it is not him getting into recruitments, because like, I hear that and I'm like, oh, it sounds like Ohio State was late to the party. Ohio State identifies these guys as dudes, and then they recruit just like everybody else does. You know, like, they are in it from the jump. Whether or not they stay with it is, you know, something else entirely. But I think though, in the case of Naeem Offord, it certainly was a okay, like Ohio State like is in this, because once the Buckeyes got Devin Sanchez, I mean, that was the big fish that was on the board for the Buckeyes. And then from there it was okay, well, you know, Dorian Brew is up next. And that'll be a really nice three-man class. And then, you know, maybe you throw in a fourth guy like Mark Zachary out of Ben Davis High School in Indianapolis, Indiana, or something like that. And but it's big game hunting for the Buckeyes, who are all over the place in terms of roster management, future roster management, things like that. They're not playing around, and I said as much to Josh Newberg at On Three. Does a great job with the national recruiting show, the Inside Scoop. Ohio State's done playing around, Spence, and I think that we've learned that this offseason. We've seen that this offseason, and I'm just eager to see how this momentum continues for Ohio State on the recruiting trail, especially now that a dead period starts February 5th. So how does this momentum from January that has now stemmed into February, how does that continue throughout the dead period?
Yeah, one more thing from me. We talk all the time about peer recruiting, and usually Ohio State traditionally has started on the inside, in-state, put that fence up, had those guys come to Columbus when they bring in the national guys, and then they branch out from there. If you look at what Ohio State's doing right now on the trail, you've got some in-state guys, and that's fine. You now have a peer recruiter in the DMV. You have a peer recruiter in freaking Alabama, just not a place Ohio State traditionally goes down and gets players out of. Like, this is crazy. Right. As a peer recruiter at North Shore, which is one of the most, you know, the biggest high school brands in the state of Texas, and Devin Sanchez is a five-star cornerback who's going to walk around 7-on-7s for the next 11 months and tell kids to come to Ohio State. Like, we do it every February, man. This is kind of crazy.
I'm not saying it
because I don't think it's going to happen. But the way that Ohio State is recruiting right now is different. And it is a different pace than what the Buckeyes are used to doing. Yeah. Like, if you look up and down the state of Ohio rankings compared to most years, you could probably identify three or four guys in the state of Ohio. You're like, okay, that guy'd be a good peer recruiter. That guy'd be a good peer recruiter. Let's get him in the class. Let's push for that. No, Ohio State is going out finding the best players nationally, and they're also going to evaluate the state of Ohio. I still think this class could be a third or almost half Ohioans if they want it to be, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to swing big, and that's what you're seeing Tim Walton do. And he's almost, like you said at the top of the show, to close it out, like he's almost at the Brian Hartline level, where it's like, okay, like, you know, this guy's going to go find his guys in state, and this guy's, oh, by the way, Brian Hartline's going to go out and get a guy from South Florida, a guy from Texas, and a guy from California, and those are the three best receivers in the country. Right. Tim Walton, he's, again, guy from Maryland, a guy from Texas, and an absolute dude from Alabama. You're looking at a national class, and then if you need a, you know, if you want an in-state guy, you go find one later in the cycle. It's just, a recruiting masterclass, and I think Tim Walton, it's just so impressive. You go to come from the NFL where you didn't have to recruit for 20 years and to pick up recruiting, you know, where in a world where everyone complains about recruiting, Matt, and how it's done and how big of a workload it is and all that. I mean, Tim Walton just goes to work and doesn't complain about it at all and just goes out and recruits and gets the best players in the country. It's remarkable what he's doing.
Well, it's like what he, you know, what he says and what he promotes, and it's what he lives by. It's stay ready. And that's, I mean, he embodies that. That's his message. I think it's a brand of his or something like that, but that's something that like he really lives by, you know, and the way that you stay ready is you go out and you do the work, you know? So that's exactly what it is. Closing comment for me here. It is a very national swing right now. What Ohio State is doing right now really reminds me of what the Buckeyes did in 2023 in about April, March and April, when they landed commitments from, you know, Mark Knave, the Armstrong twins, James Peoples, Peyton Pierce, a lot of guys just in that 2024 class really filled in. And it was a good mix of Ohio and national guys. And I think this class is going to be about just about half Ohioans. The thing is, this 2025 Ohio class, this is probably the most talented Ohio class in some time. So a reason why you're not seeing a lot of these in-state kids just pull the trigger to Ohio State yet is because they're also national recruits. I mean, Lincoln Riley and Dan Lanning have made their way to the Buckeye State. That does not happen often. So Ohio State is going to have to fight tooth and nail to keep their in-state talent home. But what it did do was go into SEC country and take the best player in the state of Alabama, Naeem Offord, who is now committed to Ohio State.
That's just a crazy thing to hear, Matt. The number one player in the state of Alabama is committed to Ohio State. And I know the reaction from a lot of Ohio State fans, because I know you guys. I know you Ohio State fans. You're going to say, well, let's see where he signs in December. This
fair recruitment, point.
Yeah, fair point. It's completely fair. And the new staff at Alabama will do everything that it can to keep Naeem Offord down in Alabama. Of course, Georgia will do everything it can to get him to Athens. Miami is going to do everything it can to get him to Coral Gables. But for now, he's in Tim Wilton's cornerback class. And Ohio State now has commitments, has verbal pledges from the number one cornerback in the country and the number two cornerback in the country. Naeem Offord is the latest to do so. Matt Parker on the other side of that screen has full coverage at lettermanrow.com. It's a massive commitment. He's hard at work, folks. He's the hardest working man in this business. And Naeem Offord is the best man in his business. The number one corner in the country is now committed to Ohio State. We'll have full coverage of it at lettermanrow.com. Go get that coverage. $1 for your first month. That's right, $1 for your first month. You can read all about Naeem Offord. You can read about the rest of the recruiting cycle going into March, because February is going to be a planning month for the Buckeyes as they gear up for spring ball. We'll have full coverage of that as well at lettermanrow.com. Go get that coverage, and we'll see you guys over there as we break down Naeem Offord committing to the Buckeyes.